Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Porter and he is out. Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Broberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Stinson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Stinson moves to third. Potek moves to second. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. Stinson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joshua moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Joshua scores. Money goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Brewers. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lascano hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. McRae moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scott. Mayberry scores. McRae scores. Cowens moves to third. Stinson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 3, Royals, 3. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to home to get Cowens. Stinson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sharp moves to second. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis scores. Brett moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Scott strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stinson for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Potek moves to third. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Gorman Thomas pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Steve Mingori now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Yount. Porter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pedro Garcia pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing right field. Pedro Garcia now playing second base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Otis reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Amos Otis. Jerry Augustine now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Yount who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolford scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Al Cowens now playing center field. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Patton now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lascano moves to second. Tom Hall now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to third for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Gorman Thomas. Mark Little now pitching. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Porter moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Yount scores. Porter moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Royals. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-4 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.